And Pastor said about the international food. Normally, the people will come with the, you know, national dress as well. I just shared this one with Pastor and the staff team, actually. One day, I was in my home in Wolstander. I wore my own, national cloth, okay? And one of my neighbor, he came and knocked my door, and he asked, "Can I get a Bible?" I said, "Yeah, yes, I do." I was so happy because the neighbor came and asked the Bible. I gave the Bible, and he said, "Thank you." Then I said, "Bless you, brother," and I tried to close my door, and he said, "Wait a minute." I said, "What?" He said, "I won't tell anyone you are wearing sweetie's nightie in your home." I said, "What?" He thought my national cloth is the nightie in UK. Gino, he thought I was wearing sweetie's nightie. I said, "Sweetie." And I said to my neighbor, "It's okay anyway. It's our South Indian cloth. Probably you can see few people will come with that cloth. Don't ask to them, are you wearing nightie?" Okay, let us come to the point. Praise God. And in this month, we are meditating from the Gospel of Mark. Let us see a few things about Mark. The Gospel of Mark was written by Mark. His Hebrew name was John. His Latin name was Marcus. Mark was the son of a well-known lady in Jerusalem whose name was Mary. Mary's house was the meeting point of the early church. After God rescued Apostle Peter from prison in a miraculous way by a heavenly angel, Acts chapter 12, verses 11 to 12 says, "Then Peter came to himself and said, 'Now I know without a doubt that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were hoping would happen.' When this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying." We can see Mark and Mary's house was a house of prayer. From this prayerful house, God raised Mark to write the gospel. If our house is a house of prayer, there is no doubt God will raise our children to be a great blessing for the kingdom of God and the nation. Do you believe in it? Amen. Let us see a few more things about Mark. Mark was a cousin of Barnabas, who was an encouraging leader in the early church. Apostle Peter was like a spiritual father for Mark. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 13, Apostle Peter called Mark as his son. In Apostle Paul's and Barnabas' first missionary trip, Mark was with them. But Mark, unfortunately, he didn't complete that mission trip. Because of that, some disagreement came in their team. That's why, in the second mission trip, Barnabas and Mark, they went to Cyprus. Paul and Silas, they went to other places. God gave another chance to Mark to flourish in his ministry. God always gives us another chance to be redeemed. Amen. Apostle Paul said in his last letter about Mark, he is useful for me. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 11 says, get Mark and bring him with you, because he is helpful to me in my ministry. Through Apostle Paul's word, we can understand Mark had a serving heart. A good child of God has good serving heart. There is no leadership without a humble and serving heart. The spiritual covering from other saints encouraged Mark to grow in his ministry. We also need that spiritual covering, indeed. The church is always covering us, indeed. We are encouraging each other. We are praying for each other, indeed. Let us see about Gospels. In Gospel of Matthew, we can see Jesus Christ as the King. The word kingdom, the word kingdom of God, stated many times in Matthew's Gospel. Luke pictured in his Gospel, Jesus Christ came as a man to save mankind. Jesus said in the Gospel of Luke chapter 19 verse 10, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. The Savior came into the world in the form of man to redeem mankind. John's Gospel is emphasizing about Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 31 says, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you, many have life in his name. But let us see about Mark's Gospel. Mark's Gospel, its main theme is Jesus Christ is the humble servant. Praise God. The Gospel of Mark chapter 10 verse 45 says, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. We can see the serving heart of Christ, his compassion, his commitment in Mark's Gospel. Through this gospel, Christ is teaching us how to serve others with love. Mark never forget the divine side of Jesus Christ. He starts this gospel with the declaration of Christ's divinity. In the Gospel of Mark chapter 1:1, the beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God. Thank you, Anne. The Son of God, he came from heaven to earth. He showed to us a blessed lifestyle to follow him. In the Gospel of Mark chapter 1 verses from 9 to 11 says, it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And immediately, coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. Then a voice came from heaven, you are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Jesus, the Savior, don't need the baptism. That's why John the Baptist tried to stop him. But Jesus said, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. On the day of Pentecost, Apostle Peter preached to the people, for the forgiveness of your sin, repent and be baptized. Jesus came to redeem sinners. The Bible says about Jesus, in whom there is no sin. Devil didn't point out any sin in Jesus Christ. But our Savior took baptism under the hand of John the Baptist. It's a good example for us. When Jesus did the will of heaven, Heavenly Father said, you are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased. It's a good opportunity in our life to be the beloved child of God through baptism. According to the book of Romans chapter 6, baptism is to join with Christ. Romans chapter 6 verses 4 and 5 says, therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Praise the Lord. New life through Christ is an amazing experience. Do you know, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior by the grace of God. God started to speak to me through the word of God about baptism. God clearly said to me, baptism, it is the commandment of God. I know next week, if God allows, we will do the baptism here. But before that, we need to once again think about this. The baptism, it's the commandment of God. God spoke to me many times. I showed this good example in front of you. You need to take baptism. My dear sister, Nishida is here. She knew the culture in India. I knew one thing. I said to Lord, Lord, if I will take the baptism, I know my family will kick me out. They will cast out me from, their family. They won't call me for any celebrations. You know, many times God said to me, God spoke to me through the word of God about baptism, but I was run away from that. But do you know what happened? God wants to speak to the people in different ways, isn't it? Those days, my grandma, grandmother, she passed away. And, before, I'm thinking 3 or 4 years before, my dad passed away and my dad's body buried in our own, tomb. And when my grandmother passed away, because of our tradition, someone from that family need to be in the cemetery because the undertakers want to open the tomb and they want to take out the dry bones. But our dear sister Tomara mentioned here about the dry bones. Because my father's body buried in that tomb. They want to take it out and they need to tie it in a white cloth. But they need a witness. That's why from my family, I've been in that cemetery. My grandmom's coffin was in my house. Few hours after that, coffin need to go into that tomb. But before that, the undertakers came and took that dry bones out. When they took it out and put in that white cloth, I was standing there. Suddenly I thought, see, that's my beloved father's dry bones. I was shocked. But I heard a voice. If you die, where will be your eternity? Still, I can remember the gate of that cemetery with the black and white paint. I hold in that gate and I said to the Lord, Lord, you spoke to me many times about the baptism. It is the commandment of God. I don't know when I will die. I need to take that baptism. I need to do your commandment. I said, next time, next opportunity, I won't miss that opportunity. Lord, I need to take baptism. That was my bold step. After that funeral service, few weeks after, I went into one of my relatives' house. And one of the prayer meeting was going on there. And God clearly spoke to me about baptism. At that time, when after finished that meeting, I said to the pastor, Pastor, not tomorrow, tonight, I need baptism. He said to me, I can't do it tonight because it's too late. I need to arrange the water tank and all. The next day, December 31st, I took baptism. Praise God. Praise God. When we are publicly declaring, I belong to my Savior, we are no more ordinary children. We will be the beloved children of God. If anyone in this church, if you are hearing about the baptism from a long time, if you are waiting from a long time, it is the good opportunity. Next week, we will open this baptismal tank on Friday. By the grace of God, at the moment, 5 people, they took the decision for the baptism. Is it good? Yeah. Praise God. Who knows? You are the 6th one. Praise God. Don't miss this opportunity. After the baptism, do you know what happened? They kicked me out from their family. They didn't allow me to go back to the home. But do you know? A few of my relatives, they asked to me, how much money the Pentecostal pastors gave to you to take the baptism? They were criticizing me. But do you know? I didn't get any money, okay? But the joy of salvation was amazing. The joy of salvation. Praise God. After the baptism and fasting, Christ moved fast in his ministry. Gospel of Mark chapter 2, we can see Jesus heals the paralyzed man. When Jesus was at Capernaum in a home, many people gathered and heard the word of God. At that time, 4 men carried a paralyzed man. Because of the crowd, they didn't get a chance to enter into the house. They didn't give up. They knew one thing, Jesus Christ can do great things for their friend. They removed the roof and lowered the mat the man was lying on. Bible says, Jesus saw their faith, not the paralyzed man's faith, their faith. and said to the man, son, your sins are forgiven. Gospel of Mark chapter 2 verses 6 and 7 says, now some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, why does this fellow talk like this? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Jesus forgave the man's sin and healed that man. Through forgiving the man's sin and healing him, Jesus proved his divinity. This divine God was ready to die for our sin. Jesus took the form of a born servant for us. Before the crucifixion, the high priest asked to Jesus, are you the Christ, Son of the Blessed One? The Gospel of Mark chapter 14 verse 62. I am, Jesus said, and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven. The title Son of Man is messianic. Jesus Christ was claiming to be God come in human flesh. This claim was blasphemy to Jews, but that was a great truth indeed. We can see the same word, Son of Man, in the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel chapter 7 verses 13 and 14 says, in my vision, Daniel is seeing this vision, in my vision, at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. Oh Lord. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nations and peoples of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. Praise the Lord. In Mark's gospel, we can see Jesus came as a servant. But in the coming days, he won't come as a servant. He will come as a king. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 16 till 18 says, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Are you all happy to hear that? Yes. Praise God. Therefore, encourage one another with those words. Praise God. As the children of the living God, we will meet our Lord, our Savior, one day face to face. Are you ready for that? Praise God. God's business, it is a serious thing. If something will happen in our job, if something will happen for our car, we will take it seriously indeed. The Bible is clearly saying about certain commandments of God. You all knew I'm from India. I tried to please different God and goddesses, different saints, to roll in the mud. Many people, they are hurting themselves and try to please the God. But the Bible is saying, baptism, it's a simple thing. Try it. When many people, they came and shared about the baptism, I ran away from that. But after I took the baptism, I didn't get money, I didn't get any position. But what I mentioned before, the joy of salvation, it's amazing. Try it. Try it. Go and pray. If you want to, if you are feeling God is speaking to me, it is for me. Yes, I am ready to take the baptism. Let us all stand.